Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. One of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about, you know, he gave some apostles and some prophets and evangelists, pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And he gives us ministers, but the Holy Spirit is the equipper. Yes. Amen. The Holy Spirit equips is my thought tonight. And I was thinking about an equipment manager, and I had this big conglomerate business, and there was this guy, this department that was responsible for equipping everybody with every tool they needed to do for every job that needed to be completed. And that's kind of what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit equips us to do what God's called us to do. And he didn't give everybody all things, but he gave everybody something. Amen? And so as we're looking at this tonight, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 1. The Word of God says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Whereof I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all." You know? So we're here in ministry and the body of Christ for the benefit of someone else. Amen? So first thing I was looking at with this is I thank God for the Holy Ghost. And I thank God the Holy Spirit is God's given us to equip us to teach us, to teach us. And one of the things he's teaching me is to provide, that he will always provide for whatever need I am faced with. You know, it's kind of interesting. Even today, we had the air conditioner people here. We're having a problem with one of the units. And, of course, it wouldn't act up. But then, of course, as soon as we came down here tonight, it began to act up. You know, the old devil. Amen. Yep. But everybody know that he loses the battle. Yeah. He might win. Wait a minute. He might win a battle here and there, but he wins the war. But one of the things that he was trying to do, he was trying to steal my attention, to distract. Yep. Amen. But the Holy Ghost is attracting. So I'm being attracted more by the Holy Spirit than detracted. Distracted by the devil. And Nehemiah chapter 9, verse number 20. The word of God says, "Thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them. And withheldest not thou manna from their mouth, and gavest them water for their thirst." So this is body, mind, soul, and spirit. They're being fed by the Spirit of God. When the Spirit of God comes, it's always for our benefit to profit us. And John chapter 14, it's a familiar scripture. The Word of God says in verse 26, it says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." I don't know about you, but with me, I have a tendency sometimes to forget. Does anybody forget in the room? And even though I could say, "Well, the Lord said this to me, the Lord said this to me," but the Holy Spirit is constantly reminding me of what God said to me. Amen? because sometimes I forget what was said and what was spoken. Jesus says the Holy Spirit will teach us all things and will bring to remembrance all things whatsoever he has said unto us. But he didn't stop there. He said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. How many know that the adversary is constantly coming to try to steal your peace, to try to steal your joy? Amen. And God is the restorer of all things. Amen. I'm so grateful for that. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful for the season we're in, man. I see some wonderful things taking place in the heavenlies that are about to manifest themselves on the earthly. Amen. 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 I believe there's going to be some Holy Ghost shaking taking place. Amen. 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 There's something about when the Holy Ghost shakes. When the Holy Ghost shakes, it isn't just about getting the shivers. When the Holy Ghost shakes, there's things of this world that get shooken off of you. Amen. It's just like shaking out a dust mop. Have you ever been dusting and you go outside and you shake that dust and you see all that stuff and all that lint and all that dust fly in the air? If you could see in the spirit realm what's going to happen when the Holy Ghost begins to shake, you're going to see all these things falling off. Some of those things you may not even knew you had. Amen. But a lot of them, you know you got it, and you've been trying to hide it, and the shaking's going to bring it out. Amen. Because there ain't no hiding anything from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So he says to us also with this, for us to persist. To persist. In 1 John chapter 2, John the Beloved reminds us that in verse 26, he says, these things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. And the things, we're constantly being seduced by the things of this world. No matter where we look, we're being distracted in every different direction. But the Word of God reminds us, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie. And even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Jesus said, put it simple, abide in me as my word abides in you. Amen. So what we're doing when he's talking about the Spirit of God is sent to, is here to equip us, to teach us that he's our provider, that we'll benefit, that we'll profit from it, that this happens when we persist. We're consistently moving forwards. How many know that in the world that we're living in, there's all kinds of distractions? How many know the attention span is really small right now? Amen. There's a brief attention span. How many know that we need the Holy Ghost to get attention to some people? Remember, he says, and no one comes to the Father but by the Son, and no one comes to the Son except the Father draw them. And it's not only to draw them for salvation, but to draw them to his word.
Amen.
To draw them to his promises. Yes. To draw them to all the revelation and understanding. Amen. You know, the Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against them. And the adversary tries to always have us look at what we don't have versus seeing what we do have. And then when we're looking at what we don't have, we don't feel we're good enough, or we don't feel we're in that place. And he's a liar and the father of all lies. Amen. Who God's called, he's anointed. Who God's anointed, he's appointed. Amen. And who God's appointed, he said, don't be disappointed. I'm going to rise in and through you. We're going to do what I told you we're going to do. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for the God I serve. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he also tells us to transfer his power. I talk about power here because I serve a powerful God. Amen. Amen. And he says to us in verse number 19, I'll begin to read there, Ephesians 1:19. He says, what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power? Remember, it's his power, not our power. And when we're being worn out and we don't have the strength, it's because we're not plugged into the source. And when we're trying to do it in our own power and our own strength, we won't make it.
Amen.
But he says to us, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him on his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And I put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Look at the one next to you and say, he gave it to you. And he gave it to me. Which is his body, which I belong to him. The fullness of him that filleth all in all. So in other words, there's a transfer of power. Of authority. And every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And without faith, it's impossible to please him. For they that come to him must believe he is. And he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. And when we're persistently seeking him, and there's a transfer of the power and the anointing, God says you can't be discouraged or do it in your own power and strength and be disappointed. Okay? Sometimes when you say to a mountain, be removed, and the mountain didn't move, you stop talking to mountains. I speak to a mountain, it doesn't move. The Lord says, son, get a little louder.
Uh-huh. Hello.
Sometimes I'm dealing with deaf devils.
Right. Lift your voice
to the rock. Amen. Maybe it's a deaf devil. Or maybe the hearing of the one that I'm speaking with the authority over isn't listening, and maybe my voice has to elevate for them to hear. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How many knows there's all kinds of noise around? Amen. And the noises around, the adversary is trying to block the voice of the Lord. And the word of God says, my children know my voice, okay? When I begin to speak, they know it's for me because it will never go outside of my word. It will always align with my word. And if my word is spoken, I will accomplish what I said I would do.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So he says to us, his provision, I have here in Colossians chapter 1. Colossians 1. The devil gets mad at me when I get excited because I get loud. I guess I'm not one of them soft-spoken preachers.
It's okay.
Is that okay? Okay? He says to you and I in Colossians 1:27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. The apostle says, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily.
Yeah.
Amen. In other words, it's him doing the work.
Yeah.
I have his prophecy, and I was just looking about the looking at the prophetic word of God and the word of prophecy, and how the apostle said it's to edify, to exhort, and to comfort the hearers. Amen. And we all go through some things in life, and we need to be encouraged. How many need to be encouraged? Let's be real. Come on. Let's be real. Don't we hear enough negative in the world? Don't we need to hear something positive? You know, so God wants to motivate us by his gifts, that the gift of the Spirit that equips. And in Romans chapter 12, verse number 6, the Apostle Paul reminds us, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Wait a minute. Let's stop here a minute. If you don't believe it, don't prophesy it over someone else.
Amen.
And if you believe you had a word of prophecy for someone, and God's given you a word for them, and you don't have faith to believe it, get in your word and build up the faith so you speak it through, speak it forth with faith. According to the proportion of faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please him. For they that come to him must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him, that he is God. Amen. So when we're looking at this, he is saying to us, as we're prophesying according to the proportion of faith or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, and he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, and he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. He says here, he is saying, that, hey, teacher, I'm not telling you to go prophesy. Hey, exhorter, I'm not telling you to go and teach. I'm telling you to operate in the gift that I've deposited in you for the benefit of others. Amen. And when we flow in the gifts that were deposited in us, there will be a truly benefit to the body of Christ. The problem most of the time is everybody's trying to operate in someone else's gift. And the problem with operating in someone else's gift is done half-heartedly. And it's not done in the anointing of God. It's trying to copy someone else. Amen. God isn't looking for copycats. Okay? He's not looking for imitators of others. God has created you separate and different than anyone else. There's not another one like you. And God wants you to be all you can be for the kingdom of God. And operate in that gift and do it joyfully.
Amen.
Amen. Do it with joy. Do it with full heart. You know, give it the full gusto.
Yeah.
Amen.
Everything you got
in you.
Hallelujah. Do it as
unto God. Are you with me? Hallelujah. So this, when we're operating in this and we're teaching in this way and we're being we'll be transformed. He reminded me to transform people, to supply. And he took me back to Ezekiel 36, the prophet Ezekiel. The word of God says this, verse 27. He said, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. I love the next verse because it flows with me. I'm just going to read this for the sake of reading this one. Because I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call for the corn and will increase it. And lay no famine upon you.
Amen.
So if I read this correctly, your corny pastor, you're going to get more corn coming. Hallelujah. She said there was going to be increase in corn. Oh, Lord. Is that okay? I don't think he was speaking about your pastor's corn. I would think he was speaking about the provision. But God was just giving you some food for thought. Hallelujah. To secure us in John 14. You know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And Jesus said, you should know the truth, and it's the truth that should make you free. And in John 14, 17, he says, even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, and he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Now, when somebody takes scripture out of context, or they speak the word, there's something that rings inside of me, the spirit of truth. Yep. And if it doesn't align with the word, I don't swallow it.
Amen.
Some of those things I just chew on and spit out. Amen. And hopefully I don't spit it on someone else. You know? Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And he's given us the spirit of truth, yes, what will guide us into all truth. Amen. Amen. So when the word comes forth, it will accomplish what he sent it to do. Amen. So to help to sustain us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. The Apostle Paul reminds you and I in verse 16. He says, know you not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Yes. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. And you are Christ. And Christ is God. So what we're saying here today, this evening, is calls for us to trust, to trust. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 9, the Word of God says, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf. In other words, the gift of God is irrevocable, and the gift of God is in many people, and you have something that someone needs. I need what you have. The body needs what you have. There's others in your workplace that need what you have. It isn't about a Sunday go to meeting thing only. It's about I carry the gifts of God no matter where I'm at. Okay? And I always are looking for opportunities to share his love with others. Amen. And how many know that God will always give us an opportunity? So what he said to us tonight in his word, that he sent his word here, amen, the Spirit equips us to teach, to help to provide to others so that they profit, and to help them persist. Then there's the transfer of the power. As we're walking in the power, we have the provision of God. As we have the provision of God, we're remembering the prophecy and what was spoken and what was said. Amen? We're walking it out, which helps to transform us. Recognizing that He is our supply, He is our security, and He will sustain us. And this just calls for you and I to trust the Lord. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. Amen. Amen. God wants you to know how valuable you are to Him and how valuable you are to others. No matter what man has done, no matter what anyone has said, God says He will arise in and through you, and the enemy will be scattered in Jesus' name. Father, we're so grateful, Father God. We're grateful for your word. I'm grateful, Father God, for the call of God that's irrevocable, that changeth not, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the anointing that's upon your children to destroy every yoke of bondage the adversary tries to bring in the door. So, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, may God arise in our hearts and lives in a supernatural way, and may the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. Father, have your way in our hearts and our lives. Father God, we sacrifice our will to your will. Not our will, Lord, but your will be done. So, Father God, I thank you, Father God, for the gifts of God that are in each and every one that has gathered here tonight, Father God. I'm thankful, Father God, that you've already have equipped them to accomplish what you called them to do. So, Father God, may they depend on their equipment manager, the Holy Spirit. He is the equipment manager. He's the one that manages the equipment. And may they submit to the manager. And may they submit to the guidance in your direction. So, Father, we praise you and give you glory for all you've done, all you're doing, and everything you're yet to do. But we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.